Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our HRMC training call. This is Mark Riches joining the call from Cookeville, Tennessee. Want to excuse Mr. Mike Riches, who's attending a SHRM conference up in Chicago with Chris Evans and a few other of our agents this weekend. Excited about the month of June. It's June 18th. Hope all of our fathers out there had a great Father's Day yesterday. I know I had a great day with texts and messages coming in from my 10 kids all over the country, and it was great to celebrate all of our fathers. What an exciting time it is to be in Harvard Risk Management Corporation and out there delivering these incredible products. Congratulations to each of you for plugging in on this Monday morning call. It's the very best way to start your week out, and we've got a power pack call lined up for you this morning. We've got standing by is Platinum Executive Director, live from Jacksonville, Florida, Mr. Jim Tanner. We've also got Mr. Josh Riches joining us. I almost said Mike Riches, my brother. This is my son, Josh Riches, standing by. He's one of our executive directors, fresh back from Jamaica, and he's got an incredible training lined up for us this morning. So I hope you have your pen and paper out, ready to take some notes. Let me talk real quick about just kind of where we are performance club-wise. This is going to be a constant message, and we're going to get better and better at delivering it, and we hope every person hearing this will step up and be performance club qualified every month. I know it's a minimum level. We want you to earn $100,000 a year. We want you to become a senior director and build a team doing 25 sales a month. That's very easy to do. We have people doing that in 30, 40 days all over the country. We want you to be focused on executive director, where you build an organization or personally produce, either way, 50 sales a month. And there you're going to tap into a six-figure income. You're going to be earning $100,000 or more a year. That's what we're all about. We create more six-figure income earners in Harvard Risk Management than any other organization in all of Legal Shield, and there's some big organizations. We outproduce all of them in Fast Start qualifying, probably Performance Club. I don't have that matrix, so I can't make that statement, but I definitely know on $100,000 ring earners, we are number one, and we're ranked right up in the top one or two for retention. So we write a lot of business. We write good business. We've got great training. Platinum. I want everyone to be a platinum. I want you to experience the platinum lifestyle of earning $500,000 a year, a minimum. That's minimum income. That's $43,000 a month. You know there's a lot of platinums, and there's more and more platinums joining us all the time. Mr. Jim Tanner, we're going to hear from him in just a moment, one of the newest Platinum World Council members, just 2 months away from hitting his 12th month of being a platinum. I mean, the money at that level is so incredible. I mean, it's $80,000, $90,000, $100,000 a month, and we have some platinums that are earning $200,000 a month. A month! What most people would ever dream about in a year, they're earning every month. And it's all about, listen to this, it's all about discipline. It's about being consistently consistent. It's about doing consistent activities over and over and over. It's about mastering the mundane, okay? It's about Performance Club. So that's why we're bringing it back down to that base level. We've never had a platinum become a platinum that couldn't Performance Club. It's the first step. There's never been an executive director that said, hey, I became an executive director. And you know what? Never Performance Club qualified. That doesn't happen because the speed of the leader determines the speed of the pack. So it's the people that have the most Performance Club points that usually become the next senior directors and executive directors and platinums. And that's why it's such a key component. And we've set a big goal at Harvard Risk Management. It would put it up way past number one. I guess you can't get better than number one, but we're already number one, but this would just blow them away at Legal Shield. We're going to have 1,000 Performance Club qualifiers in our organization by 2020. And we've got 18 months to do it, so we've got to really buckle down, and here's what it takes. Massive focus on every agent at a minimum level Performance Club qualifying. We've added a really nice sheet. When you log into your back office, and you all see this, you'll see that second column says Legal Shield Stats. And it's got your Performance Club points right there in front of you. If you don't see points there, or you're not yet a Legal Shield associate, listen, you need to do that now. This week, you need to become a Legal Shield associate. You need to go get started in this business. You're losing thousands of dollars not being an associate. They're paying out $500,000 a day. You know, by Wednesday morning, Legal Shield will have paid out $1 million this week. They'll pay out $500,000 today and $500,000 tomorrow. If you're not an associate, none of that money is coming into your bank account. You just got to understand you're missing just huge amounts of potential income by just not being an associate. And how do you become an associate? Go sell some plans. Go sell three plans and get an associate and get in. Or go sell six plans. People doing that their first, second day in the business. So if you're not an associate, get that done. That's your charge this week. Get that wrapped up. If you are an associate, look at your points. If it's a red number and zero's red, okay, and here's what that means. It's not 180. You've got till next Saturday night at midnight. Okay, that's where we are. We've got 2 weeks left. But next Saturday night is the end of the month, and you've got till midnight to get that to 180 points. How do you get points? Sell plans. If you sell a 49.90 plan, that's 50 points. You sell four of those, that's 200 points. You sell, recruit an associate with a membership, that one associate is worth 80 points. So sell two 49.90 plans and recruit one associate, you're at 180. You need to be at minimum of 180. What happens when that number in your back office under Performance Club points hits 180, it turns green? And green's that's my favorite color, okay? That's why the logo of Harvard is green, right? And it's money. And 180 means, boom, you're in the green. You want all three of those numbers and words on that front little chart to be green. That's the key. That means if all three of those are green, cha-ching, you get paid. Performance Club points needs to be 180. Membership retention, the next box down. If you just log into your back office, you can see what I'm talking about here. Most of you see this, and I love the new chart they've put together. They've made an update for the month of June. Once in a while, you'll have some personal retention issues because maybe one of your groups cancels out or something like that. So your personal retention drops below 77. They're now allowing us to count either our personal retention or our organization. If one of those are above 77, you're going to get a check. Now, they're just testing that this month only. And it's just a check as far as Performance Club goes. You might not qualify for other bonuses that require retention, but for Performance Club checks, your membership retention, personal, needs to be at 77, or your organization, and you can click on the details right below the membership retention. Mine says 92%, for example. You can click on that link right below there, and it'll show you both your personal and organizational retention. And the third word is real easy. It's the easiest to control. It costs $19.95 a month on a bank draft, $20.95 on a credit card, but that's your Legal Shield Advantage. And if it's active, then you're in good shape. If it says inactive, you need to get with Legal Shield to make sure you get that activated. You can log into your Legal Shield back office and activate that. But that's simply paying the monthly $19.95 a month, which opens up the door for all of the bonuses of Legal Shield. Without that advantage, you can get paid commissions, and you can get paid residuals, and you can get paid overrides on your team. But you don't get paid any bonuses at all. And remember, we talked about this in January, a huge shift in Legal Shield's compensation. A lot, I would say 30% of my money now comes from bonuses and incentives. And that's where they're shifting. You know, is that a good shift? Absolutely. There's no chargebacks on bonus money. They give you $5,000, $20,000, whatever it is. There's no chargebacks. And they've, in kicking that off, launching that, you know, new incentive and bonus program, they said, hey, if you want to go hit executive director, we're going to give you $15,000 to go do that. That's a big bonus. That's a huge amount of extra cash available to every person that's on this call right now that has not executive director qualified for 3 consecutive months in the past. They're saying, hey, if you go do it and stay there, we'll pay you $15,000. And then they say, hey, if you want to go to platinum and stay there, we'll pay you $1.5 million. That's a lot of bonuses. Okay, so literally we will have people in the here within the sound of my voice right now that will become millionaires in one commission check. In one check, they will become a millionaire because they were consistently consistent. They mastered the mundane. They stayed focused on the fundamentals. This is a fundamental. How do you build an executive director organization? You get great at recruiting people and getting them Performance Club qualifying. Did you know this, that if you have 10 people on your team Performance Club qualified, you're probably going to be an executive director. I just attended the Jamaica trip last week. It was incredible to spend time with all of our HRMC family and 700 Legal Shield associates there, all of which were Performance Club qualifying and had the right retention numbers and all of those things. Everything, it had the points that they needed to qualify. And, you know, it was just fun to be around people that were winners, that set a goal and accomplished their goal. And it was great to celebrate their success. But, you know, what I really thought most of is people that weren't there and how easy it is really to qualify for those incredible trips. And I hope Jim and Josh, who were both in Jamaica, mentioned that and mentioned their experience there as well. But be sure to take charge of that. Now, you know, I was on the airlines, an airplane the other day, and the flight attendant was up there talking about the safety measures, and I don't think a lot of people were paying attention. You know, we were flying to Jamaica, but she said at the end of that, she said, if you were paying attention, you know, great, you'll know what to do. If you weren't paying attention, good luck. And you know, it is kind of like that. If you're paying attention here and you understand those 3 things I just went over, you're probably going to hit Performance Club this month. Make it happen. It's 2 or 3 sales. This is not complicated, but it takes discipline. It takes focus. You got to be on it, right? You got to be on the game. No one's ever going to hit Performance Club that's not a Legal Shield associate. If you're not out there doing the right activity, the presentations, there's millions of people out there that would buy this plan. But unless you're out there letting them know about it and exposing the market, you're not going to sell them. So the marketplace is ready. We're going to sell 40 to 45, maybe 50,000 plans this month as a company. You know, the question is, how much of that are you going to get? How much of that are you going to claim in your organization? And Performance Club's all personal. Doesn't matter how big your team is, you still have to personally write business, which I love that. I love that dimension. Some platinums don't like it. It's like, well, we shouldn't have to go out and sell plans. Well, I've always Performance Club qualified every month, and here's why. I never want to be caught as a leader not doing what I'm telling you to go do. I mean, I'm at 180 or 200, 300 points every month. Most of my months I have 180 rollover points, which means I wrote 360 points the month before at least as a minimum. This is a minimum production level. And I'm a platinum. I have platinums on my team and many, many executive director lines. I don't have to Performance Club qualify. Even as a platinum world, they've removed that requirement. You don't have to personally produce. But I do. Because I love, and I'm already at 180 for the month, I love setting the pace for our team. I love, you know, if I'm going to tell someone to go do something, I want to say, hey, here, look, I've done it. This is what I've done to earn $11 million in this business. This is what you need to go do. So anyway, be aware, be alert, be on top of Performance Club points, your membership retention, and your Legal Shield Advantage. Make sure all those are green by the end of this week. So you don't have to be stressed out next week trying to get everything done. But what an exciting time. More Performance Club qualifiers right now in our team than ever before in the history of our company. I'm proud of that. I'm excited about that. Let's get more of them, though. I'm not going to be happy till the number of Performance Club qualifiers on my chart shows 1,000 in a month. And we're getting closer. We're not even halfway there, though. So we've got a lot of work to do, lots of people to recruit, lots of people to help. With this incredible membership. Mr. Jim Tanner is joining us from Jacksonville, Florida. He's one of our Platinum Executive Directors. Jim, it was wonderful spending time in Nashville with you and your lovely wife and daughter. I know you did a Platinum Boot Camp for our team last Thursday. Thank you for taking some of your valuable time away from your family and team and sharing with them. I've had great feedback from those that attended that boot camp. Learning how to earn a $1.5 million bonus, a platinum bonus, was kind of the theme, and I hope people have set that as a goal. I'll turn the call over to you, sir, to talk about Jamaica, your thoughts about that incentive trip, and also tell us about our next big event coming up.
Thank you very much, Mr. Riches. And yes, I'm still here in Jacksonville today. We pack up and we head back to Boston in the morning. And I've been on the road for 10 days with my family, Jamaica, here in Florida as well. And before that, I was part of Legal Shield's Build the Dream Tour. So I got to crisscross the country in the month of May. And all of those things, now that might sound exhausting to some and inspiring to others. I'll tell you what, it's been an eye-opening amount of time, and it really has informed a lot of my training and a lot of my activity recently. But I'll share about that in a moment. One of the things that I loved about this call so far this morning to all of our fellow agents is that there is no better way to launch your week than a call like this, and to hear from Mr. Riches, who has earned not $1 million but millions of dollars, and you should know, as the CEO and founder of this company, somebody that has taken the time and energy to mentor personally so many folks, that he will soon be one of Legal Shield's $1 million per year income earners. We're talking about overrides from a sales team, $1 million a year. That means an organization of people earning a six-figure income, because that override income will not come in unless other people that he has trained and mentored, people he works with, folks like you and I listening to this call, have to be successful in order for that to happen. So it's a testimony to the fact that he did not keep this opportunity a secret when he was earning a multiple six-figure income marketing the service in the B2B space. I'm so grateful for what we have and for the advantages we have. I was in Jamaica, and I often think on these trips, I think, well, you know, as much as we were able to promote in the run-up during the incentive period for Jamaica, we implored people to be there. We said, it is worth the work. It is worth the time and the focus to qualify for this Jamaica trip. I still struggle when I get to these places, Cancun, the Atlantis in the Bahamas, now Jamaica. I still struggle with wondering, what else could I have said? What else could I have done? Because like Mr. Riches said, I often think about the people that were not there with us. Now, because we're growing so quickly, a lot of you weren't there because you're brand new. You just weren't eligible to be there with us, and I understand that. But there was a lot of folks that could have shared that moment with us, and they weren't able to just because of the focus. And so I want to talk to you about thinking big picture and thinking long term here in the few moments that I have. When I arrived in Jamaica, when I touched down in Jamaica, when I got to this island paradise of a resort that they brought us to, 700 of us, here's what I immediately reflected on. I reflected on the few days at the end of the incentive period, which was January, February, and March, when I was in a hotel in Vermont, and we had really lousy Wi-Fi, and we had all the reasons in the world not to qualify for Jamaica, and we couldn't really picture what it would be like to be on an island, my wife and I. You know, it was cold and it was dark, and I'm sure we were saying to each other, man, we need Jamaica now more than ever. But it was hard. It was disconnected by a full quarter of the year between the activity we were doing and the result that would come later. And we did it anyway, because at this point in my career, I understand what Mark Richards said to you this morning, that the speed of the leader does determine the speed of the pack. And so I thought about that moment when I was in Jamaica. I'm so glad, I said to my wife, I'm so glad that we worked and stretched at the end of the incentive period to make sure that we were qualified for Jamaica. And that was when we got there. I didn't even know what I was about to experience, because you'll see pictures on Facebook of people in the pools and people in the ocean. You'll see pictures of people having dinner together and having fun. But what's really hard to communicate to you is coming out of this event and having the fellowship of being in a space with other people that have achieved the same qualification, have achieved the same results. They're there with you. They respect you because they know that you took the time, effort, energy, and focus to qualify for Jamaica. You respect them for the same reasons. These are folks that are brand new, and they're starting, and they're looking up to you. There's folks that make $1 million a year or more, and you're looking up to them, but we're all one community of people that achieve. And then I was thinking about the things that are not in the brochure. Adam Thompson and I made a plan to get together one morning. We got up at 6 a.m. We met for coffee, and we're just talking. We're talking about the books we've read and the things we've experienced. And then Josh Riches came jogging by, and he stopped, and he collaborated on that discussion. And I said to myself, well, you know, that wasn't in the video. That wasn't promised in the incentive trip. These moments, these little moments that would never have happened if we weren't there. And then, of course, the meeting itself, which we often don't talk enough about, where we hear from the CEO of Legal Shield, we hear from Darnell Self, we hear from Platinum Executive Directors and corporate leaders. We get a sense of where the company's been, where we are, and where we're going with Legal Shield. And it's an event that I wish everybody listening could have been in those seats, because we can bring you back the information and PDFs of what we were presented, but the truth is we can't give you what it felt like to be in that room. And I say all of that not to make you feel bad about not being in Jamaica, not for you to look down and say, wow, I wish I had the tan that these guys had. That's not my point this morning. My point is, don't miss anything. Take part in everything. Don't be casual about thinking long term. And when it comes to thinking long term, I want you to think about something that we have coming up in just under 90 days from today. Here we are, we're about 87 days away from an event that has been changing lives for the last few years as this fall event has been put on. I've attended this event in Dallas, Texas, New Orleans, Louisiana, Columbus, Ohio, and now, this September, Music City, Nashville, Tennessee, when Legal Shield presents their fall classic, Leaders at All Levels. And I want to make sure that everybody here understands that this is not something that you should consider optional if you have a big picture, big dream, big goal, and big desire for your business. You want to earn a six-figure income or a multiple six-figure income. You want to earn $1 million in your business. You have to be in Music City. If you just want to get the big picture to your spouse, to your family, to your children, if you want people to understand what it is that you're so excited about, bring them with you to Music City. I look at my business and the trajectory of my business, and we have grown faster and gone further coming out of each and every one of these events. And missing an event is not just missing a couple of days at an event. It's not just missing what was said and what was heard in those rooms. It's missing the jumping off point, the launch points of your business. It's our job to get from event to event and to think bigger than today and tomorrow. So yes, our job right now is to performance called qualify and beyond in the month of June. But today, I want to ask you to commit to your business and be with us in Music City. When we come together, leaders at all levels, what I love about this event is throughout the country, just like I've been on tour and others have been on tour, Mr. Riches and so many others from Harvard Risk Management, speaking to groups of 30, 40, 50, a couple hundred people in regions around the country, all of those leaders, all of those ring earners, all of those millionaire club members and platinum executive directors, the best trainers, the highest producers, the biggest thinkers, will all be on one stage, and we will all come together and learn from those people together, and we will have those moments where we are able to speak with each other and have community and fellowship together in between those training opportunities if we're all there together. And so in September in Music City, Nashville, Tennessee, I want to make sure that everybody listening to my voice this morning is not only committed and has your tickets, because the ticket prices are about to go up, but to save money is one thing. To commit to your business is far more important, and committing to your business is exactly what I need you to be able to do. So what you're going to want to do this morning is go onto your calendar page, and click on the calendar icon in your agent back office, and from that page, get your tickets for Leaders at All Levels in Nashville, Tennessee. When you do that, you'll be committing to your business. You'll be saying to yourself and to others that I'm committed to the future of my business, which is coming up very rapidly in less than 90 days. And from that launch pad, you can then go to the next level and the next level and the next level, but make sure you're part of Nashville, Tennessee. Mr. Riches, as I turn the call back over to you, I want you to know that I'm committed, our team is committed, we are coming together, a sea of Harvard green this fall in Nashville, Tennessee. We may be a part of the summer right now, but our summer is preparation for the rest of the year. And our efforts as an organization, with you in mind, your mentorship and your leadership, that we will bring an army to Music City. Thank you so much, sir, and I'll turn the call back over to you.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Tanner. I am excited about the event. It's going to be incredible. And again, it's one of those key factors that we can see in people that take action. Many of the people that attended Oklahoma City are right now those that are qualifying for senior director, executive director, moving up the ranks because they've got the information they need to do that. And this event is exactly the same. It's the fall event. It's the main event has already sold out, but they've extended. We're at the Opryland, one of the largest hotels in the country. Thank goodness we've got additional rooms that we're going to overflow in, and you just want to be there. And we're excited to spend time with you there at that event. Thanks for talking about it. And again, just click on that banner. If you're logging in and you're seeing a big purple banner, which is kind of in the way, it's kind of a big banner, you shouldn't be seeing that banner. So if you're logging into your main page and you're seeing a bunch of purple up top talking about the Nashville Leadership Training, Jim, do you see that when you log in?
No, sir.
I don't see it because I'm already registered. You know, those that are registered don't see the banner. But if you're seeing that big purple banner, it means, hey, you're not registered. So click on the link on the banner. Get your tickets now. We want to get you the lower price tickets before they go up July 1st. So be sure that you get that done today. Take action. That's what success is all about, taking action on the information. Well, it's really our privilege today to have my second oldest son on the call this morning, Mr. Josh Riches. Josh has been with us for about 18 months, doing a phenomenal job, consistently qualifying for the executive director level. He's one of our VPs and works right here in our Cookeville office. He was busy on Saturday up here producing several new tutorial and training videos, which will be a great resource. He'll be talking more about that on this Thursday's leadership call. They kind of pertain to recruiting and team development. But we really appreciate really having a college graduate and an MBA in our office here. Both Mike and I dropped out of college, so it's nice to have someone that's smart working amongst us. And Josh, this was your first summer performance club trip. Obviously, the first time in Jamaica, although you've traveled the world, you've been in China and France and many other countries. But this was your first time to Jamaica. Tell us how you enjoyed the trip, and then I'll turn the call over to you for some training this morning. Thanks for being on.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate it. And it was a phenomenal performance club qualifying trip. I actually, as I was listening to Mr. Jim Tanner there, I was actually had written down one of my main highlights, one of my favorite parts of that trip, was that morning that I was running, and I ran into Mr. Adam Thompson and Mr. Jim Tanner, and they let me kind of join in, and I pulled out my phone, and I was taking notes on books that they were talking about, resources, and that was one of my main highlights from the trip. And so it surprised me that he shared that, but that really is the most incredible part, being out in Jamaica, being out on the beach. I don't think I've eaten so much food, like all-you-can-eat buffet, consecutively before. Normally it's like one time for the month. But, you know, the trip was incredible as far as getting out, being able to do those activities, go wind sailing with my dad, you know, getting out and doing those fun things. But the people that I was able to sit down with, other leaders, platinums that I saw on the trip, and I was able to sit down with them and just talk with them for, you know, 10, 15 minutes while relaxing, not not necessarily, you know, interviewing them, but just being able to have a casual conversation about how they got to where they're at and what's helping them, what's not, you know. And so I really do appreciate that opportunity to be able to go on that trip. And I just want to stress for everyone who is aiming at these upcoming trips, you don't want to miss them. You really don't. You just put that down as a goal that you're going to be on that trip and know what it takes to get yourself on that trip. If it's 931 or if it's, group sales, know how many group sales you need to have, how many groups you need to open, what you need to do to be able to be on those trips. And being on those trips is definitely worth it. And so it was definitely a highlight. I really enjoyed that. And then as far as the training, I'm going to go ahead and jump into that. I actually wanted to start off with a couple little stories that happened recently. Because I think sometimes, I'll kind of share this, when I first got started in the business, I remember I was out in California. I was working at a bank out there, then kind of jumped in full-time, leaving the bank, quitting my job, jumping into Harvard and selling Legal Shield full-time. And I remember going to a briefing for the first time out there, and I was talking with some associates, and I had been contacting companies and having a lot of great success, and a lot of people were receptive to hearing about, you know, identity theft workshops and things like that. But it was interesting, associates that I talked with, one of them was like, yeah, it's pretty saturated out here. I mean, look at all the associates that we have here in the area. And it was funny because I was like, I am not seeing that same thing. As far as being saturated, we have less than 5% market penetration across the entire country. The Bay Area was wide open. I qualified for executive director month after month after month in the Bay Area, where these same associates were saying, you know, it's saturated, you know, I live in a small town, whatever it may be. And I share that because that was my first experience. I was like, really? And I didn't see that, and I kind of rubbed that off because I knew that the opportunity was there. And I'm sharing with you that the opportunity is there. And if people or anyone is telling you, you know, hey, it's saturated, you know, you ran into a person that already had it or whatever it is, trust me, there are many, many people out there that are looking for this membership, that are looking for this opportunity, looking for these benefits. And so this last week, I was actually went to go pick up a car with my dad. We went to this place called Bob's Auto Shop. And so I swung by there. We were picking up the car. They said that they were going to pull around the car, so I hopped out. I was going to be the one to drive that one home, so my dad takes off. As I'm sitting there, they said, hey, well, it's actually back behind some other cars, so you're just going to have to sit there. Give us about 20 minutes so we can move some cars out of the way and get your car out. And we're like, okay. So I sit there. And I could have just sat there and said, you know, I'm just going to sit here and wait. But instead, I started talking to the owner, Bob. He was sitting there, and I asked him questions. I said, how long have you been in business? And just because I was curious, you know, how long this place had been there, he shared, you know, well, I've been in business for over 60 years, and started to share a lot about his company, shared that his son handles, you know, all the benefits and stuff. And I was like, oh, my gosh, how many employees do you guys have? And he's like, oh, well, we have, at one point he had 25. Now he had about 13 employees at the time. And I was like, wow. And I knew I had time to talk to him, to get to know him, to build a rapport. So I wasn't worried. You know, I saw an opportunity there to come in and do an enrollment. But I knew that I was also building a rapport with him. So I took some time. And I kept asking questions, and they bring me back into their computers, and they're showing me cars that they fixed up and things like that. And that 20 minutes, they couldn't find the keys, so that turned into about 40 minutes. But that just meant I had 40 minutes that I was already there waiting for that car, that I was building that rapport. In the final couple minutes, they finally pulled around the car. I turned back to Bob's son-in-law, and I say, hey, Billy, I told you a little bit about what I did, but I would love to schedule a lunch and learn where I come in, bring some pizzas for your guys and some waters, and we'd love to do an enrollment with you. Can we set that up sometime soon? He's like, yeah, sounds great. And I actually ended up setting that up that Friday before we left for Jamaica. So we left for Jamaica on Saturday. I set it up for that Friday. I got in front of, eight guys. We were at two combo plans. Billy was one of them that signed up. And I think we'll have a couple more that will come through. I'm going to be going this week to stop by and make sure everything's going well, make sure that they are getting their will kits all filled out and things like that. But I just want to share that I'm in Cookeville, Tennessee, where a lot of people would say, hey, there's not a lot of opportunity. You know, there's not a lot of people aren't being receptive here, whatever it is. But I can tell you from firsthand experience that people are looking for this opportunity. The individuals that signed up for the membership said, I had no idea this even existed, both of them. And the others, we got a very positive response, and I'm sure we'll have other memberships that will trickle in, but I'm just letting you know that there's companies and places that are looking for you to come do a presentation, that are looking to sign up for the membership. And really what it's going to come down to is who's going to get there first. Is it going to be you or someone else? And you're going to call into a company and say, hey, we just had a guy come in, you know. And are you getting it to companies first? And if you're not, you're going to eventually run into the problem where, well, other agents are getting out there because they're going to see the opportunity. Anyway, I just wanted to share that real quick because that for me was an incredible story, an incredible opportunity that was right there in my backyard. And that guy had been there for 60 years. I had grown up here, you know, had been here this entire time. Everyone knows Bob's Auto Shop. If you come to Cookeville, it's a pretty well-known auto shop for those that live here in the area. But it just had never been on my mind to contact them before. And he was more than happy to pull us in and allow us to come through. And I'm sure that we'll set that up to come by on a regular basis. And so to kind of jump more into the training portion, I just wanted to talk a little bit about syntax. And how syntax matters. And it's funny because I was here in the office and I had some of the recruiting assistants there and secretaries there were like, hey, well, what are you talking about this morning so we can help promote the call? And I was like, syntax. And they said, well, what's that? And syntax, and this will also help knowing, syntax is the arrangement of words or phrases to create a well-formed sentence in a language. And anyone that knows me knows I love languages. I studied linguistics in school. I studied business, but I also minored in French and Chinese. I love languages. I love how they fit together. And I also love the English language. I love how things fit together and how saying one thing, switching words around, can change the meaning and change your emphasis. And so syntax is important. And you might have heard it's not important what you say, but how you say it. And I'm actually going to say, well, that's not necessarily true. It is important how you say it. It is important to have that emotion and emphasis, and I'll get into that. But it's also important what you say. For example, if you've ever heard the phrase, you know, I knew someone who could sell ice to an Eskimo, you know, or I knew the salesman who could sell a car to anyone, or those types of people that could sell, and they were good at selling. Well, in this business, that would be true if we were doing a buying and selling, if we were selling a product that they purchased. But in a subscription-based model like insurance, like what we do, it's important to know about retention. And here's the thing. You can empower them. You can convey that belief. But if you don't convey them to act and to use the membership and to see the value in it, for a long term that they're going to use it, then after a couple months or so, the hype dies and they're going to say, well, why did I get this? Have you used this? No? Why are we paying, you know, $33 a month or whatever it is, $38 a month, you know, for this membership? We don't need this. We haven't used it. And so it's important not only what you're saying or how you're saying. You can have that emotion, you can convey the meaning, but it's also important what you say so that you convey meaning to them. And let me give some examples of that. And we have some incredible trainings. Mike Riches does an incredible job on when you go through the B2B certification training on how to ask good questions. right? And there's different ways to ask questions. For example, and I pulled this from Meat and Potatoes. It's a recruiting posture by Chuck Fields. If you search it in the back office, it's under Meat and Potatoes. That's more based on recruiting, but he talks about the syntax. The way that you say certain things does matter. And so I'm going to pull that kind of portion from what he says. And he says, when you're talking with someone, if you ask this question, do you have any other questions? And he's like, that's an okay question, but it's a yes or no question. And if you've ever had a training with Mike Riches, he talks on that. He's like, well, yes or no questions are not good questions, you know? And a good question would be, what other questions do you have? That I'm assuming you have other questions, you know? Or why would you want to have access, why would you want to keep points off your driver's license or driving record? You know, the questions like that aren't just yes or no. Like if I asked you, would you like to keep your points off your driver record? Yes. Okay, great. You know, but getting them thinking, getting them engaged, pulling them in is how you use open-ended questions. And so the way that you use these questions, the way that you say certain things does matter. But I do want to share, and the reason that I'm doing this training this morning is because I've had quite a few people on my team in the past few weeks. I've gotten answers that I would say, well, here's the script, and here's the best part. We have a script. We have what you say, and developing how you say it is also equally important. But I would have agents I would be talking with, and I would say, okay, well, this is the script, or I would say something, and they said, I said that exact same thing, and I saw different results. Or what I'm saying is exactly what's in the script, and I'm not getting a response. And my next question is, and I could buy that, I could say, okay, yeah, no, I understand, you know, you're going to have different results, but I'll ask them, I'll say, okay, go ahead and give me the presentation. If you can do the script, go ahead and give it to me. If you're saying exactly what I'm saying, I want to hear it. I want to hear what I sound like. But you know, let's hear what it sounds like. And I share this not to embarrass or anything like that. But one of these agents, they said, okay, hello everyone. You know, my name is Josh Riches. You know, I'm an employee benefit specialist with, you know, Harvard Risk Management, and, you know, I'm happy to be here with you today to talk about, you know, your new benefits. I heard you know about 50 times in that first paragraph, and I just wanted to break it down and say, well, you know, I don't think you know is anywhere in the group presentation script, and it might be a filler word, or it might be, you know, like or lip smacking or whatever it is, but it's not in the script. And those are two words that we didn't put in there for a reason. And so I think it's important that those individuals that are working on their scripts understand that there's a script for a reason. Following through that script helps you get down the order the way that it should be. And the questions that are in there are designed to help ask those open-ended questions. And so it's important when you're going through that, you know, if you have people that are saying, well, I'm saying what you're saying. Well, it's also important intonation, emphasis on words, the way that you say certain things. I had another person that I said, okay, well, go ahead and give me the group presentation. And he had it memorized. He had it down. And this is what it sounded like. Hello, everyone. My name is Josh Riches. I'm an employee benefit specialist with Harvard Risk Management. I'm happy to be here with you today and talk about your new benefits, your group legal plan, and identity theft coverage. I think you'll see why a lot of employees are taking this benefit out. It's something you might actually use right away, and it's really affordable as well. I think you'll enjoy it. And he just went through the script and had it memorized. And I said, well, that's great, but where's the emotion? Where's the emphasis, the intonations? And so having the group presentation script, so if you find yourself and you say, well, I've gotten the group presentation script down. If you haven't gotten to that point, that's something that you want to work on. If you haven't got a script down, a membership presentation down, you need to get that down. And if you can't do it in 8 minutes, You need to start getting down to 8-minute presentation. And if someone says, well, I only got a minute, can you do a minute presentation? If you can't, you know, work on your presentation, have a presentation down. And now once you've done that, have you listened to it? Have you listened to it to see where the emphasis is, where the intonations are, where the emotion is? And if you don't have any emotion, that's something you need to start adding. And you should always be developing and improving upon your presentations. One thing I love doing is listening to the presentations of other people who are really successful, like Adam Thompson. I think he does a phenomenal job. And one thing I've taken from him is, you know, we know that, 80% of people don't have a current will, and 100% of people are going to need one. You know, that little phrases like that you listen and you're like, oh, man, that was so good. I'm going to go ahead and take that down, write that down, use that later. So there's presentations you should be listening to, but it's also the way that they say it. When you're writing down and taking notes, do you ever find yourself putting intonation over certain words? And if you're not, maybe that's something that you should be adding. So if you hear a great phrase from someone and they're like, oh, that was so well delivered, are you memorizing how they said that, or are you just memorizing what they said? But, and so it's important to have what they say, but it's also important how you say it. Those two things are just as important. I don't think, you know, being super energetic and saying anything is going to help you. You need to know what to say and how to say it. And when you combine those together, that's when you're going to become an expert. That's when you're going to become a professional. That's when you're going to start seeing a lot of those true results. And so I just wanted to run through this. I'm sure you guys have heard this before. This is an emphasis, and it shows why when you focus on specific words, it changes the message. And so if I said, I never said he stole your money, okay, so that's the sentence, and I'm going to change the emphasis, all right? So if I said, I never said he stole your money, that is implied that, you know, I never said it, but potentially someone else did. And what started as a simple sentence now has a deeper meaning, right? And what if I said, I never said he stole your money? Well, now it sounds like you're almost protesting too much. You're like, well, you overdid it, and maybe you sound a little guilty now because you just said, I never said he stole your money. What if I said, he never said he stole your money? Well, now it says, okay, now we're getting into, you know, well, you didn't say it, but you implied it, or you may have written it down, emailed it, you know. Now we're getting into politics, you know. Well, I never said it, but I might have implied it, you know, or something like that. Or I never said he stole your money. It wasn't him, but maybe someone else. I never said he stole your money. Okay, well, maybe he borrowed it, or the money was resting in your account, and the idea that it was stolen is not necessarily the fact of the matter. You know, whatever it may be, I never said he stole your money, so he stole maybe someone else's money, or, you know, something else, or I never said he stole your money. Or, and your money could be talking about, maybe it's not, you know, it wasn't your money, but maybe it was your laptop or your portable phone. I never said he stole your money. And so it could be something else. And so I just wanted to share that because I think that's very powerful. And I'll have a couple examples here in the group presentation script that I think are equally important, that when you change the emphasis on words, it changes the meaning. And if you are not working on that, that is something that you need to listen to. I just looked up this morning because I was curious. One thing I did when I first got started, one thing that my dad told me to do, get down a presentation. I need to have a presentation. So I worked on that. And he's like, you need to record yourself. So what did I do? I had a smartphone, so I was able to record myself. And if you don't have a smartphone, you can get on Amazon, you can get a voice recorder for $25. Really cheap, really affordable, something that you can have. If you have a smartphone, it has a voice recording app I'm sure you can download, or that's already on there that you can use, and go ahead and record yourself. Listen to yourself giving a presentation. If you've done this 1,000 times, go ahead and listen to yourself do a presentation. Is there anything that sounds, ooh, I didn't know that's what it sounded like. Maybe I can tweak this. Maybe sound it a little bit better. Add something. Add a little more emphasis here or take that out there. And if you're listening to yourself, you can sometimes be your best critic. Listening to yourself give a presentation, you can say, okay, well, that didn't sound good. You know, and if you are listening to yourself and say, well, that was the best presentation I've ever heard, well, then also give it a listen to someone else and say, hey, can you listen to this presentation and give me some feedback? But if you find yourself that you have a lack of intonation, a lack of emphasis, a lack of emotion, because remember, sales is a transfer of belief, right? So when you're up there and you're conveying belief, you're transferring your belief in the product to other people, but it also comes with emotion. And you need to be able to have that emotion and have that, and where that comes from is the intonation, the emphasis. That's where the emotion is generated. And so a great example is during that script, one of my associates on my team, when he was running through the presentation, he got down to the part of unlimited telephone consultation. And he's like, the first area is unlimited telephone consultation, being able to pick up the phone and call in a qualified attorney on unlimited number of matters. And I was like, okay, that was great. In the script, it's important because it says pick up your phone. Did you make sure that you had your in there? And he's like, well, yeah, I said that. I was like, no, it said the phone. And I was like, and it's a small word, but it makes a big difference. And so here's what it sounds like with your in there. The first area is unlimited telephone consultation, being able to pick up your phone and call a qualified attorney on unlimited number of matters, divorce, being, you know, running in through it. But even during that part, you can even more emphasize that by picking up a phone and saying being able to pick up your phone and call a qualified attorney on unlimited number of matters. And so I just want to emphasize that adding the difference between the and your, it makes it personalized. Suddenly they are now owning that. They say, well, it's my phone. I'm using my phone, not the phone. There's not a red phone somewhere that I can, you know, get on and call, or a phone booth that I have to go to, but I can use my phone. It becomes more personalized. And that's why this group presentation script is designed. It has words in there for a reason. You know, when it talks about your phone or things like that, it's designed to convey that meaning, and that syntax is designed to allow that person to, it helps you transfer your belief to them. But adding that emotion, the emphasis, intonations. And so so I just want to make sure that you understand, you know, the importance of the words, the importance of how you say things, the intonations, the emphasis is very important in conveying that belief. And so one last thing I do kind of want to touch on as I kind of wrap up. So you have the scripts, you have the information, you know, you're doing your presentations, you're practicing them, you're saying, okay, well, I'm going to emphasize words, I'm going to use words like we instead of I, you know, I'm going to focus intonation and say, you know, say you're talking about the unlimited telephone consultation. What that means is anytime you have a kind of legal question, any kind of legal question, you can pick up your phone and get advice from a qualified attorney. I love that part of the plan. You know, being able to listen to the presentations that have already been done that are in the that are available in the back office and hear yourself write down the places where they use intonations, where they use emphasis, because those are important. The one reason, you know, some of our top producers are so successful at being top producers is because they know where to emphasize. They know where which words to convey the meaning. They know which words they need to emphasize on because that's what's going to draw people in. That's what conveys that emotion and conveys that transfer of belief into the product is coming down with emphasizing those words. I got tongue-tied on that. And so I encourage you as you're going through, as you continue to listen to presentations, as you continue to develop your presentations, what are areas that you can write down? If you find yourself writing down a phrase or something that you're going to borrow from someone, are you writing down how it's emphasized, the way that it's said, and then practice the way that it's supposed to be said. Because if you just say, okay, I'm going to take what he said and I'm going to read that, what he said, it may not have the same result as saying it the exact same way that he said it. And in this business, we say rob and duplicate. You know, take things that work and use them. Use them in your business. And so I know that, you know, when you use the right scripts, you know, we have the scripts, when you use the right scripts, but you also use the right emotion, you use the right emphasis, you use the right intonations, you ask the right questions. You know how to engage people because you're asking the right questions. When you do those things, you'll begin to see those results. And I can say just from my personal experience that when I first got started, I thought I had a good presentation. I thought I had everything perfect until I got up in front of gurus and until my dad said, hey, you need to start recording yourself and listen to what you sound like. And when I did, I was like, ooh, you know, that did not sound how it sounded in my head, you know. But that allowed me to say, okay, well, I did not like that, you know, so I'm going to take that out. But I did like this part, so I'm going to add that or change this and adapt this. I really like the way he said that. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to read that the way that he says that, and then I'm going to record it until it sounds like he was saying it, you know, and suddenly you got it down. And so I think that, you know, developing a membership presentation, it's always an ongoing process. I'm always learning new little phrases to say and ways to say it that I'm adding into a presentation. And it should always be developing, but you should always be improving upon it. And you should always be looking at that syntax. Look at how am I saying things? What is the order? And if you're just getting started, know that, you know, we have the scripts. The order that you say those words are important. If you're just saying the gist of, you know, this information and you're mixing it up, you know, that may be one reason you're not seeing as good a result as you'd like. But saying it the way that it's supposed to be said, and then listen to the audience, listen to people saying these presentations and the way that they say it, and then copy them. Copy them and duplicate that, and you'll begin to see those results. But I am excited. I'm excited for everyone that was able to join us on the call and will be listening to the playback. I can't tell you how excited I am for what's ahead of us. I shared, you know, the success story with the auto shop here in Cookeville, but I can tell you that there are thousands and thousands and thousands of companies and individuals looking for the membership, looking for you to come in, build that rapport in even 20 minutes, and build a rapport, and then go in and be able to meet with their employees, and they're waiting for you. And so with that, I'll go ahead and turn the call back over to you.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Josh. Fantastic information. Just to elaborate on that little story he shared about where I left him at that auto shop, I felt really bad because when I got there, the guy, before I even paid for the car, he said, hey, he called on the radio and said, hey, bring that car up. So I thought it would just be a few minutes, and Josh had interviews. He had a busy schedule. We had just gone to lunch with Bill Sharon. So I said, hey, I'll just drop you off here, bring that car home. I thought he'd be home in 15, 20 minutes, but he sat there over an hour. So when he walked into my office and I said, I am so sorry. I had $40 pulled out. I said, I am so sorry you had to wait over there. Here's some money for waiting. I just felt bad because I had dropped him. I could have just stayed there. And he said, no, I set up the group. I do the enrollment this Friday. And I was just super proud that he, you know, when life deals you lemons, you make lemonade. And that's exactly what Josh did. He took a bad situation that some of us would have, you know, maybe turned real negative with, having to sit there for an hour, maybe posted on Facebook, you know, man, I'm sitting here waiting. But he didn't do any of that. He just talked to the owner and opened up the group and made $500, which kind of makes my little stipend I was trying to give him of $40 look pretty simple or look pretty silly, because he made a lot more than that by selling a couple plans, and he's got a couple more he can probably write out there. So I great training. I don't want to reemphasize everything he went over, but so important of how we say things to deliver the important message that we have. A couple quick announcements as we wrap up. One is this Wednesday, we have our B2B webinar. Mr. Mike Riches hosts about a two-hour webinar. This one is going to be 12 to 2. You can register right online. If you're not B2B certified, I'd highly encourage you to go through that process. It's about 10 or 12 hours of training online, incredible training on how to market the Legal Shield and ID Shield plans as an employee benefit. And then there's a two-hour webinar that's available at the conclusion of that. It's kind of the last step. So I'm telling you today, because if you've not gone through the training, do that over the next few days and then hop on that webinar with us Wednesday at 12 noon Central Time, and you can register right in the back office. And it's just really a great way to close out the training. And I attended the last one. He covers some really, really great pertinent information that's right up to date. And then he opens it up at the end for Q&A. Any questions that you have, concerns you have, you can bring those up. So, again, that's this Wednesday, so take advantage of that. Also, we are discontinuing our ceramic mugs. The reason is our breakage rate has just gone high on that, and we've tried different cartons and stuff. So we're going to kind of evolve from plastic or from ceramic mugs, which are heavy and high breakage rate. We shipped 12 once just a couple weeks ago, and 10 of them were broke. So we're moving away from that. We're replacing it with two gifting items that you'll see in the back office today. They were able to get all these in. I just confirmed that they'll have those in our new shopping cart today. One is a gift jar. It'll explain it on the website, but these are really nice. They're little plastic jars. They have a belt clip on them. Lots of usage, but the picture that you'll see on there is where they put some Andy Mints or some green Hershey Kisses in them. You can use pretty much anything. There's a little, and it has the Harvard logo on them, and I think they're less than $3 for the jar, and that's cheaper than the mug was, and of course they'll ship very inexpensively. They're plastic, but that's a new item available today in the back office. Also, if you don't want to quite go with that, high-end item, there's a gift box. It's a really cute little box. Again, you can fill it with some candy. It closes the lid, and it's just, again, a really inexpensive $1.50. And it's, again, printed with the Harvard logo on it. And it's hard to describe these over the phone, so take a moment, look at them online. They're there now, I think. And if not, they'll be up shortly. But we got the inventory in on Friday, and so we'll be able to provide those. And those will kind of replace, those two items will replace mugging companies and mugging HR professionals. You can, and these are going to be, again, a little lower cost, a little less breakage. They're designed to put something in them. I wouldn't deliver them just empty. Like an empty box is not fun to get on Christmas, nor is it fun to get as an HR professional. But it really, you can put anything in them, but just keep that professional. The Andy Mints work really nice. You can buy those in bulk on Amazon. There's a green Hershey Kiss that works really good too. But any kind, you can use the Nuggets. They work fine. The green you'll see in the pictures just contrasts really well with the Harvard logo. So that's kind of what we recommend. But don't put in there stale candy that's been in a jar or something for a long time. I mean, keep it real professional. Just like emphasizing words in sentences and being professional in our language, we got to be professional in our gifting too. But I'm real excited that we were able to get these items to replace the mugs, and be sure to check those out. We've also got a couple proposal tools that are coming out very shortly in the next week or so, which are going to be very, very effective. I saw the draft of those last week. Very excited to roll those out very soon. They'll be replacing the old proposal. They're a little shorter version of the proposal, but those are on the press and being printed now. I appreciate each of you being on the call this morning. A special thanks to, again, Mr. Josh Riches and Jim Tanner joining us on the call. Join you on the webinar this Wednesday, and then we've got the leadership training call this Thursday. God bless each one of you. Have a great day.